This is the Sue Free Show, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. Now, here's Sue Freeze.
Thank you so much for joining the Sue Freeze Show. And my voice is a little odd today because I had bronchitis, didn't even know what bronchitis was. It's a lung infection, and so I have been out for like a week coughing every 2 to 5 minutes, and it kind of took a toll on my voice, my throat, my rib cage, and other places. Just coughing like that, if you've ever been through a coughing thing like that, it was four days straight of cough, 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 and that was just a bit much. But anyway, on the mend, finally on the third day, I went to Kaiser, and they gave me a CPAC, didn't know what that was, and it was antibiotics that they gave me 2 pills to take the first day, and I am not kidding you, by the second day, I already was getting a little bit of relief, and every day after that. So, you know, this is when science and chemistry comes into play, where I'm just so thankful that I had a doctor. I'm so thankful I had medical insurance, and I'm so thankful that there was these antibiotics that I could take in order to get relief, because I was doing everything in my own power to rest and to take vitamin C and drink lots of water and eat chicken noodle soup as much as I could, and, you know, do all the things that I personally could do on my own, and it wasn't kicking it. It wasn't taking care of it. So I'm just thankful. And the interesting part is, you know, the chemical companies, it's interesting because I buy chemicals to kill pests, right? I kill, and a lot of the same chemicals that I'm using to kill pests are chemicals that are used in other scenarios. So the whole thing with that is it's the amount you use, how often you use, and all of these things play into play as far as being used for different things. So I just found it interesting. When I had surgery on my leg, they gave me rat poisoning to thin my blood. And when I read the description of what the rat poison was, I mean, what the unclotting of my blood was, I said, oh my gosh, I ordered that to kill rats. So it was very interesting. It really made it difficult for me to swallow that pill, literally, knowing what I was buying it for, other than for saving my life. It was very interesting. So anyway, I tell you all that because I went on this long trip. I went to a trip to Australia and New Zealand. I had planned this trip 2 years ago. The timing couldn't have been worse as far as me going, but I went anyway because I had put so much time, so much cost, so much involved in this thing that I said, you know, no matter what, I'm going to go. And it was a difficult time to leave because of everything that was coming at me at the time. So what I had to do was I just had to believe and believe and believe that God had me. I had to believe that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, and no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. Well, I'm gone having a nice time, at least trying to have a nice time in the midst of all of this negative stuff coming at me. Now, the reason I tell you that is because good things and bad things all happen at the same time, don't they? And we can focus on the negatives or we can focus on the positives. That's our choice. That's what we have control over, if we have control over anything. Just a side note here is I walked in today because I have a special T-shirt on. And some of you are listening on the radio and some of you are watching me live on Facebook Live or YouTube Live. And so I'm going to stand up for a minute because I just want you to read my T-shirt because I think it's really fun. So hold on a second and I'm going to read it out loud. And it says, being a grandma doesn't make me old, it makes me blessed. See that? Cute, huh? And I'm wearing this T-shirt because while I was gone, it's the longest I've been away from my grandbabies. My grandbabies, now some of you haven't got to that grandbaby stage yet, but you will, at least I hope you do. Because, you know, first you have to have children or adopt children or, you know, somehow have that world. And then they grow up, they get married, and they have babies. And it's a time where you can redo, relive those happy moments that maybe you were really busy the first time around. I know me as a parent, I tried to be everything to everybody, do everything. And mom is out there. I hear you. I see you. God sees you. He sees you at night. He sees you in the day. He sees you exhausted and you can't go to sleep because you've got a baby that's crying, baby that's hungry, baby that needs to be changed. I have three little ones, a four-year-old, a two-year-old, and a 10-month-old. And my daughter, Tiana, which you've heard me talk about Tiana and Tyson many times, is Tiana has asked me next month, the baby will be 11 months, to watch the baby. I think I'm the only one that's really watched, at least for this length of time. But she's trusting me enough to watch her baby for 3 days, maybe four, while she goes to a wedding in New York. And I'm so excited that she has decided to trust me with this baby, which why would she not? She knows how good I was with her. And now I'm going to be taking care of little Tex. He's the cutest. I think he's the prettiest baby in the whole wide world, and he's too pretty to be a boy, really. He's got this biggest blue eyes, and he can just see right through you. And yeah, I'm just going to stick to that, and it's just wonderful. While I was gone on this trip, having a good time, I did get sick on the trip, and I got a little better, and then I got worse again because I overdid myself one day. Anyway, I miss these little munchkins so very much. I miss them so very much. And I made a commitment in my head that when you think about what's really important in life, and I knew this already, is that time, you can't get that back. That time that you have with these little ones, especially before they're eight, you can't get this time back. And everything they learn, it's being taught by someone. And I want to teach my kids and my grandkids all I can teach them. And I loved teaching them how to blow bubbles and tie shoes and sneeze and blow, to suck out of a straw. Just all those little things that they learn. And they don't know where they learned them from, but I know where they learned them from. And I'm glad that I was there to share in that moment. So moms, just understand that what you're doing with your children is the most important thing that you can do. And teaching them how to think on their own and to express their feelings in a positive way and not be afraid to say what they need to say. It's just so important that they know that they are loved and that they matter. And life wouldn't be the same without them. And telling them these things is so vitally important for them to hear. Even at our age, parents, don't you like hearing that? Don't you like to hear that you're important and that you're valued and that life is better because you're in it? I mean, there's just, it's a celebration of life. And it's something that the more we can talk about those things and focus on those good things, the less the negative things can get through, penetrate, and cause us anxiousness and anxiety. We just need to focus on the good. And I'm doing that. I am focusing on the good. And the Lord, I ask Him, please just help me with this. Help me to have discernment in my words. Help me to have discernment in my thought process. Help me to have discernment on who I spend my time with. Why? Because it's so vitally important to the health of you, but also all of those people that you impact. It's so vitally important that you protect that you understand that you have a calling on your life. And it doesn't matter where you are in your life right now. It matters your future. What you did in your past is your past. And the sooner that you recognize it, forgive it, let it go, the sooner you can move forward in all of the positive, powerful, created things for you to do. You'll be able to move in those as soon as you can release some of this baggage. Let it go. Let it go. And then I put my trust in the Lord, and I know that He's going to guide my path as long as I ask Him to. You know, I can take the wheel at any time, right? It says, Jesus, take the wheel. But I can take that wheel back anytime I want. But I can tell you from experience that every time I take the wheel back, it was much better when Jesus had it. And even though I think I got this one, maybe I don't. So maybe somebody needed to hear that. Maybe it was you. Listen, I'm going to ask a favor of you. I've been asked to open up this show to other places and do more things with it, and more TV, more visual, more audio and visual. And I feel God's leading me in that direction. He's also leading me into keynote speaking. I am still running E. coli termite pest control, but here's the other thing. I was gone for 3 weeks, and then I was sick for a week. So basically, I was gone from my company for an entire month. I had limited conversation with my company and with the employees that I needed to have contact with, limited communication, which meant I had to trust the Lord first, and I had to trust that the people I had in place could handle what they needed to handle, and then just leave it there. I had to just let it go and leave it there. Now, that's hard for somebody that's used to being in control. It's difficult for somebody to just let it go. But I have to tell you, I didn't have a choice. I was put in a position where I didn't have a choice. I just had to let it go. I had to release it. And I have to tell you that my team, the team at Ecola, did a magnificent job. Some of them will be listening right now, and I just want to applaud you and say thank you for your wonderful work in keeping Ecola not only together, but, you know, multiplying and maximizing and just opening your eyes to the fact of all the other little things that go on and thinking outside of what you were thinking about, because now you had to expand and think even bigger. And in doing that, it makes you more valuable and it makes me less needed. And guess what? I'm happy, very happy about that. Because when God has a calling on your life, You only have so much time in the day, right? He gave us 24 hours, and you have to sleep, whether it's 5 or 8. That's up to each individual. But you still have to sleep, so now you don't have 24 hours, do you? You might have 20. You might have 18 hours in a day. So I am one that crams as much in as I can. Even on this trip, it was nonstop. There was one trip, then we'd get off that and get on another one, and oh, we had to eat, so we had to eat. Then we had another trip planned, or we had to get dressed for dinner, or, you know, something else was going on. So it was constantly going, which probably is why I got sick also. Anyway, not a lot of time to rest, but we only had a limited time in this arena. So we wanted to maximize our time, maximize, you know, everything we could possibly see, anything we could do. The experiences that we experienced were amazing. The people that put that on was it was Steve and Heather Zehner, and Jody and Gordon. And Jody was the travel advisor, and if you need her information, I'll be happy to give it to you. She does this. It was an amazing trip. She put it together. And Heather was the person that put the actual events together, like what we were going to do each day and all of that. And she was so precise and so on task. Spreadsheets, just everything was timed out perfectly, and there was just not skipping one beat. And if things changed, we changed with it. And, you know, when you travel, do you find that you have to be flexible? Absolutely. Things happen. So if you really want to get to know somebody, travel with them. You'll learn a lot about the person on how they handle, you know, their lack of flexibility or their flexibility. You're listening to the Sue Free Show, and I'm sorry I didn't say that sooner. And I have a favor to ask. Is because I'm spreading out and I'm multiplying efforts here, and it's God's will to do this, is I want to ask my listeners now. I want you to connect with me by going to Sue Free, spelt like fries, one word, .com. And when you connect with me, I want to know what you want to hear more of, what you want me to talk about. Because as a keynote speaker, the avenue or the arena that I'm in is biblical principles in the workplace, being a mother, being a grandmother, relationships, also business things, you know, talking about advertising, marketing, business things that happen where maybe we don't think about it, but it's really information that we need to know. Having formulas to know what it costs to do business and figuring out where your red line is, you know, what do you have to make every day in order to break even? And obviously you're not into business to break even, are you? I hope not. You know, you want to double, triple, quadruple, right? And so in order to do that, you have to know where you are. I talk about navigation and, you know, on a map. In order to get where you're going, you got to know where you are. And that's true in anything in life. It's a life lesson. I don't know if it's a biblical principle, but it definitely is a life lesson. And I think, you know, when I was speaking to the Lord early on, when I was about 12 years old, I screamed out to God and I just said, God, who am I and why am I here? And who am I in Australia? They were talking about who am I, and they were talking about in New Zealand about who they are, and the people that were there first, the Maoris, were there first, and they talked about their traditions and their their whole way of living life in the language that's being lost because they weren't teaching it in the schools, and how it is, you know, it is the heart of Australia. And in New Zealand, they've got a whole nother section. So they were seeing that they wanted it to continue on. And the only way to do that is to send it from this generation to the earlier generations, you know, the people that are coming after them. We want to teach them the language and teach them where they came from. And it's not like what city you're living in now. It's where did you come from? You know, where did you come from? Originally, where did you come from? Because it's important to know that. Each one of us needs to know where we came from. And then from there, where are we going? Now, for me as a Christian, I know God created me for a specific purpose. And I believe he created you for a specific purpose. We're not all the same. We're individual. We're like a snowflake. There's not two snowflakes alike. And we might have similarities, but we are different. And we're different for a reason. And we all have our gifts, we have our talents, we have our life lessons, we have our experiences, and that creates who we are now. But then what does God want from us? Where are we going with this? We can get so stuck in the now that we're not thinking about what God wants to do with us next. And I think it's so important. So if you would be kind enough to send me a little note, an email through Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, one word, .com. I want to hear from you about what you want me to talk about. I'm on Christian radio, so I talk about God on Christian radio. I'm also on country radio. I am a competitive country dancer. I do other dances too, but I'm a competitive country dancer. I love country music. It's the closest, in my opinion, to Christian music. And I love listening to it. I love the messages that are there. I love the rhythm. I love the beat. Every single song I listen to, I'm thinking, what dance do I dance to that song? And that's what dancers do, is they think about that, the rhythm, the beat, the sound, and also the lyrics. The lyrics mean a lot. Not everybody listens to lyrics. I like to listen to lyrics, and some of them speak louder to me than others, and I'm sure you could say the same. I love love songs, of course. I love love songs. I love songs about, you know, things that are happening in our life journey. You know, being a mommy and having kids grow up way too soon. There's a song called Slow Down, and I listen to that song, and it's talking about children and how fast they grow up. And same with my grandkids. I just want them to slow down. Just slow down. Don't grow up so fast. Slow down. So it's just so important that I hear from you. I want to hear what you want me to talk more about. Is it business? Is it our relationships? Is it learning how to get healing from whatever damage or whatever experience that we didn't have control over, or we did have control over and it happened, we made a bad decision and now we're dealing with that bad decision. We're in a tough relationship and what to do in that situation. Any of these things are things that I'm not going to say I'm an expert in any of them. I'm not an expert in growing my company, although I have grown it. My experiences are is that I've grown the company, but it's not really me. It's God in me, and it's surrounding myself with people that are willing to value the company and work really hard and really smart to make things happen. And so the joy of the Lord be our strength, and the joy comes from not happy, happy, happy. We can buy a car, but it just goes away. That smell, that new car smell goes away, doesn't it? And that's a happening. You know, you buy a new outfit, you wear it one time, you get a spot on it, and then it's not new anymore. So that's gone, right? So the joy, we can have joy even in our circumstances. We can have joy even when things feel like they're falling totally apart, which is what was happening to me as I was leaving for 3 weeks. Things were just hitting in the worst time ever, and I was having to leave with all of that, and I had to just trust and believe in the people that were going to stay and hem it together, and with the advice and the people that I had in place to help me and help those that were there to take on the responsibility. And they did a fantastic job, and I'm very grateful and thankful for that. So I'm thankful for the trip. I'm thankful that I had to remove myself from my company that I work 43 years of working long, hard hours in. And, you know, you will be known by your fruit, they say, you know, and the fruit is the fruit. And I will say that when someone says, you know, is that person a Christian? I don't answer. I don't say it's not for me to judge, because it's not. It's not my call to judge another human being. I look at how they live their life. I look at, you know, the way they talk and who they hang with. And that does, you know, it can either help or hinder the situation, but it's still not me. It's not for me to judge another person. If somebody is saying something about somebody else, about their interaction with somebody, I always tell them that's not the experience that I've had with that person, and I'm going to judge, or I'm going to just base my opinion on the experience that I've had with that person. I'm not going to base it on what you say, because what you say is a totally different thing. You know, how did you treat that person and how did they treat you is the dynamics between you two people. But the dynamics I have with a person is between me and that other person. And so I look at things from that level, and I'm hoping that this you glean from this and it helps you with decisions that you need to make. I think about the people that are listening to this show, and whether you're listening to Christian or you're listening to country or whatever station that this pops up on, you know, you're coming from a different place. Maybe it's a Saturday and all you want to do is hear music. And then all of a sudden I come on the radio, or Mortgage Mom comes on, or what's the other one? The Custody Queens, you know, whatever it is. And these are all women that are in business. You know, whoever it is, I'm here to tell you that life is worth living, and your choices matter. What you do each and every moment matters to the future of yourself and the people that you come in contact with. You have a domino ripple effect, and you are impacting others whether you know it or not. And so what you do, the choices that you make, affect not just you. My mom used to say something a long time ago, and I remember it so well. She says, "Susie, you're going to have decisions and choices to make every minute of your day. And so you reap the reward or suffer the consequences for those decisions. It's not my decision. It's not anybody else's decision. It's your choice, your decision. So choose wisely. Choose wisely to reap the reward, because that's the choice. It's either negative or positive, which way you're going to go. And I look at the goal. What's the end game? What's the end game in any decision you make? What is it you really want? What is the desire of your heart? And God will meet you where you are if you're a believer and you're praying for Him to give you that desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. That's Psalm 37:4. You can look it up. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. What does that mean exactly? It means put your faith and trust in Him, like I did when I had to leave for 3 weeks, which ended up being 4 weeks because of my sickness. You know, we have a choice. Cultivate a habit of seeking God's presence through prayer, meditation, and studying His word. As you delight in Him, trust, and He will shape your desires according to His perfect will. That's what I'm about. It's about loving the Lord and putting Him first in your life and letting Him guide your steps. If you do that, your life will be better. And I can tell you that firsthand for me. If I would have not received the Lord, I would not be talking to you. And I would not be where I am right now. And I feel like I'm in a pretty good place. And I'm striving for excellence, which means I haven't arrived, and God's not done with me, and He's not done with you. Be a blessing to someone each and every day.
Have you noticed more insects or rodents in your yard? Or maybe in your home?
Warmer weather means it's mating season.
Cutie, what's your sign?
Hi, this is Sue Freeze of Ecola Termite Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, manager at Ecola. When pests start mating, they start looking for food supplies, your pantry, your garage, and a quick infestation can cost hundreds in tainted food.
You don't want pests in your house. We know how to find and eliminate them before they can settle in.
Call us for our free pestimate at 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $50 off any initial treatment. Pests hate that we make our service so affordable.
Don't let insects and rodents move in. Call Ecola now, 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS. Or online at termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Ecola, 877-332-BUGS. termitelady.com.
What would you do if your two-year-old child simply stopped breathing?
The day businesswoman and author Sue Freeze discovered her son had developed life-threatening asthma, her life changed forever, sending her on a path of learning, discovery, and environmental activism. Sue's book, Learning to Breathe, chronicles her amazing life and death battle for her son Tyson's life, a how-to manual for parents of children with asthma, revealing the secret causes, surprising cures, and the untold truth about harmful indoor allergens. Written with the passion of a loving mother, wisdom of a successful businesswoman, and deep spiritual devotion, Learning to Breathe is a hero's journey for the parent in all of us. If your child suffers from asthma, this must-read book could save your child's life. Learning to Breathe by author Sue Freeze, available on Amazon, or log on to SueFreeze.com. That's Sue, F-R-I-E-S.com. SueFreeze.com. You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. And here again is Sue Freeze.
Thank you so much for joining part two of The Sue Freeze Show, and I'm so happy to be here. Yay! I'm so happy to be here. And for those of you that are tuning in maybe for the first time, I've been on the radio for 14 years. It's mind-boggling to think that it's been 14 years. And my whole goal is, you know, I am the termite lady, and I have a termite and pest control company that serves all of Southern and most of Central California. And I've been in business for 43 years, and that's mind-boggling also. And we are one of the top 100 companies in North America. So if you need any termite, any pest control, any rodent control, insulation, E. coli, termite and pest control is there for you. And the commercials that just played, if you're watching live, then you've seen my daughter and you've seen my son who is part of the business. And, you know, it's just fun to work with families sometimes. Other times it can be a little bit shaky, but on the most part, it's been very, very good, and we are very blessed, and I'm very thankful for both of them in my life. And my daughter has given me three beautiful grandkids, and I'm very blessed. It doesn't make me old to be a grandma. It makes me blessed, and I'm sticking with that because it's true, and I am totally blessed. It's so fun to be with them, and I was gone for a while, and I couldn't see them, and I miss them so very much, and I am not going to do that again. I'm not going to do that again. So in talking today, I was thinking about this show, and I was thinking about the people that are listening and, you know, what it is you want and what you need. And I'm really wanting you to connect with me by going to Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, oneword.com. Again, Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, oneword.com. I want you to go there and connect with me and tell me, you know, what's going on in your life? Do you need prayer? Or if there's a subject matter that you would like for me to talk about, it would be helpful to hear from you because you're the ones listening, and I want to support and help you. I do pray before I get on the show because I want to know what the Lord's wanting me to do. And so he does let me know a little bit about what he's wanting me to talk about. And, you know, I can talk about business and how important business is. And some of you are looking for a job. We're hiring. We have a call center in Mission Hills, the Valley. And then we also have an office in San Diego, Anaheim, in Moreno Valley, in Menifee. We also have one in Oxnard, right by the freeway, and then we have one up in Santa Maria, well, actually Orchid, which is right before Santa Maria. So any one of those locations, if you are interested, if you already have a pest control license of either Branch 2, Branch 3, we really want to hear from you. You have to have a clean driving record. You have to have a great attitude. We can teach the skills, and we can help you. If you don't have any of those licenses, we still can help you. If you really have a desire to start a new career, this is not a job. I don't want people to come for 6 months, a year, 2 years. I need someone that's going to come and grow with us. And we've got people that have been with me 30 years. I'm really pleased to say that because we are relational and we want to grow together. And so if you're interested in a career and it's not something you ever thought about, I know I never thought about pest control until I was in it. And it's been very good for me and good to me and good to my family. Even though we talk about rats and rat droppings around the dinner table, that's okay. It's really a good business, and it's kind of, well, it's COVID-proof. We were essential during COVID, and it's recession-proof because we've been through multiple recessions, and people need to keep their house, you know, standing up and in good condition. And that's what we do. Plus the diseases that we combat, you know, just there's diseases carried by fleas and rodents, and we want to make sure that you're healthy, mosquitoes too. We take care of all of that. And so get in contact with us, please. Sue Free, spelled like fries, warmer.com, and those go directly to me. Nobody else reads them, so no worries, and I'll get back to you. So anything you want me to talk about, any topic that you want to talk about, if you have constructive criticism, if you have suggestions, if you have anything you want to talk to me about, please connect with me. I am a connector. I like to connect with those that are connecting with me, and right now it's a one-way conversation, and I would like it to be two-way. I'd like to get to know you, so please do that. I talk about scriptures because my background is that I wasn't raised. I had Ten Commandment bracelet that was given to me by my mother. I got a new dress for Easter and I got a new dress for Christmas, and that's when I went to church. My mom taught me biblical principles, but we didn't attend a church. We didn't open up the Bible and read scriptures. And so it wasn't until I became a mommy and I had a marriage that was suffering dreadfully, and I wanted to stay in my marriage, break the marital curse of divorce. And so I stayed in my marriage. I was married 32 years, and I stayed in that marriage because I had two kids depending on me, and I was trying to hold it together. It was a very lonely, lonely marriage, and I found that at the end that I started asking myself if I was doing my children a favor, because the role model that we were giving our children was not a healthy marriage. And I didn't want that. I didn't want an unhealthy marriage. I didn't want a role model for my daughter, you know what to expect as a woman in a woman's role as a wife. And the same for my son. I wanted it to be better role models. And so there was a time when I said, I can't do this anymore, and I left the marriage. And it wasn't, believe me, after a lot of years of counseling, we wore them out, going to church, you know, looking at the Word, trying to figure out what the Word was telling me to do. I wanted to be the best me I could be, because I can't change another human being. And I know that, and you know that, right? We can't change another person. No matter who you're with, you can't change them. God can, but you can't. And so what you can do is work on you. And sometimes just working on you can change the dynamics in the relationship to where you can have a better relationship. And isn't that what we want? We want to have that wonderful marriage where we love each other and that we respect each other and we honor each other and we put each other first. And, you know, that both of our feelings matter and we're in this together as a ministry, and that there are people watching us. And, you know, I always wanted to have the marriage where people would look at us and go, I want what they have. But there is nobody that wanted what we had. There was nobody that wanted what we had. The air was so tight and so thick in the room that you could cut it with a knife. Eggshells, walking on eggshells all the time was not really a healthy situation. And I'm not blaming either party, because it takes two to tango, they say. I'm just saying that I did my part to work on me to be the best me I could be. And in that process, because whether I stayed or I went, people, who, wherever you are in your life and in this situation, if you're in the situation, no matter whether you stay or you go, you're going to take you with you. And I knew that. So for me, my decision is, I can't fix another person, but I can work on me and be the best me I can be. So in order to do that, I opened up the Bible, and I went to Bible studies, and I learned what God says about me as a person and who I am in Him. And when I learned that what He was saying about me was so different than what I had been told from other people in my life, I decided to follow what God says I am. I'm victorious. I am a child of God. I am His daughter. I'm an ambassador to Christ. And it goes on for three pages, and you can get these pages that I'm discussing right now by going to Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, one word, .com, and you can push the button that says I Ams, and that button will print out three pages of I Ams as far as what God says who you are in the Bible. Because when I was very young, I cried out to God, and I said, who am I, Lord Jesus, and why am I here? And then later on in my marriage, I had a pastor who gave me these papers. In fact, just yesterday, I found the original papers of the I Ams that he handed me. And I read those every morning and every night, because I had to change the script inside my head of who I was, because my dad would say I was a bull in a china closet. My dad would say that I lack common sense. My dad would say things that were not good about me. And it was his own issues. And then moving forward, the same thing applied with other men in my life and other people in my life, is that they would say something different than what God said about me. And so what I decided to do was rebuke whatever those things were. I would rebuke that in Jesus' name. That is not truth. I am not receiving that in Jesus' name. And that's what I had to say out loud in front of people when they would make comments or say something that was contrary to what I believed to be true according to God. And I'm telling you this because you can do the same thing. Now, will it come out favorably for you every minute? No, because people don't like it when you change. If they've cornered or they've controlled you for so long, they're not going to like it when you're not that person anymore. That person's changing, and when that person changes, it has to change the dynamics of that relationship. And so as you get healthier, the relationship's going to be more tense. And in that tension, there's a lot that comes out. And that's okay, because you need to work on you and put your trust in your faith. Well, you don't have to. You don't have to do anything except for breathe and die. Maybe pay taxes. But you do, if you want to make these changes and you want to be a better person, which I'm hoping everybody listening desires to be better than they were the day before. I would hope that everybody would have that desire to be better than they were before. So when we get highly emotional and highly passionate and we kind of freak out and get high anxiety, you know, take note of that and take a, you know, because I was that. I was high anxiety. I was anxious for everything because I was fearful. I was fearful of being alone. I was fearful of abandonment. I was fearful of this, fearful of that. And in that, I became so stressed out that I would stress others out in my stress. And I needed to work out these details, not with this other person. I needed to work these details out with my Heavenly Father. And He, with time, brought the proper people in my life to help me with the healing process I needed to get to where I am today. And I'm grateful. I'm not embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed in the least that I went through these things, because I would not be in a position to be able to talk to you in a quiet tone with peace in my heart and joy in my heart, even though there's a lot coming at me right now. I still have this peace and this calm in my heart and my spirit. Why? Because I know God has it. God has me. And greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. And this world is not a good place sometimes. So I put my faith and my trust and put my whole being in a place of safety, security, and love. And when I do that, I get teary-eyed because I didn't feel that a lot of the times when I was growing up. So now, with this child that's been matured, healed, the tears come because of my gratefulness, of the grace that's been shown to me of who I really am, that I'm not that person, that I'm a new creation because of God in me. And I'm sharing this with you because you can think, foo pah, you can go, oh yeah, whatever, you know, and, you know, there is no God. Yeah, you could believe that. You can believe whatever you want to believe. That's your choice. But I'm here to tell you that I believed that, you know, my dad was an angry, passive-aggressive, angry man. He's dead. I don't know where he went. I don't know if he's in heaven or in hell. I really don't know. But he was my father. And he had his own things that he was dealing with. The thing is that he didn't have God. He didn't have God in his heart. He didn't have God in his mind. And he didn't have that forgiveness in his heart so that he couldn't be healed to move forward in what could have been a bliss. It could have been beautiful. Could have been a beautiful life. Heck, he had me as a daughter. Just kidding. But, you know, I mean, it could have been really wonderful. And I tried so hard to be that boy that he never had. He wanted a son so bad. So I rode unicycles and I run track and I did the guy things. You know, I rode motorcycles. I did all the boy things because I thought I needed to win him over by being more like a boy. And that served me well for me because I enjoyed that better than I don't know, scrapbooking or... I like to crochet. I do. I'll admit it. But, you know, there's just things that I like to do that are outside that I like to do more. Playing dodgeball, hide and seek, running around, playing in the mud. I loved all those things. Those things were my fun things. So with all that, all I'm saying is that we go through whatever we've gone through to prepare us for the next assignment, and the next assignment, the next preparation, the next circumstance, the next problem we go through is preparing us for that next assignment. So all my life has been preparing me for such a time as this. And here I am sitting with a microphone on video, and I'm talking to you. And I'm talking to you. It's no coincidence. There's a reason why my show is being listened to by your ears, and that there's something that's being said right now that is from the Lord, from me, to you, so that you can hear it. And maybe you're not going to accept it right this second, but it's going to stay there. It's going to stay in your mind. It's going to gnaw at you. You're going to have to think about it. It's going to think about it, think about it, think about it. And sooner or later, there's going to be this point in your life where it's going to be that little seed that was planted that's going to give you that faith, that hope, that's going to give you what you need to press through whatever it is that's coming your way or is already right at your front door. There's going to be something that happens where you're going to remember this that you're listening to right now, and it's going to give you the strength to push through. It's going to give you where to go, who to talk to. It's going to give you all of that so that you can have that strength you need to have that courage and that warrior spirit that you can get when you have the Heavenly Father with you, the Holy Spirit in you. It's only, I don't know any other way. I just don't. It's so in me that I just don't know any other way. And, you know, I can power through quite a few things. You know, I can say I'm strong. People say, oh my gosh, you're so strong. No, I'm not. I'm really not strong. I'm strong in my faith. I'm strong in my hope. And I'm strong in the desire to love each other, to love people. I want to love on people. I want to be there if they need me. And the only way that I can do that is by having strength, getting my strength from somewhere. Because mine will run out. So I get my strength from my Heavenly Father, and thank you, God, for that. And you can too. This message is for you. It's not for me. It's for you. And I'm hoping you're hearing the message. And I'm hoping that, you know, if you change the channel, that's okay too. Right? You know, maybe you want to hear a country song. I don't blame you. I love it too. Maybe you want to hear a Christian song. I don't blame you. I love Christian songs too. Sometimes we need to hear a message, and maybe it's not easy to hear the message. But out of every mess we go through, every mess you're going through, there is a message. I would love for you to talk about your message on my radio show. Here's an invite, a personal invite to you, that if you have a message, and we all do, and you believe that you need to share that message so other people can have hope and faith in moving forward in whatever the situations are in their lives, because we all have them, don't we? We all have them. We all bleed the same. We all bleed the same. We all put our pants on the same way, one leg at a time. So there's no difference. There's no difference. We all have a heart. God gave us all a heart. He gave us our lungs. He gave us our legs. He gave us our hands. He gave us our brains. Two ears, one mouth. We should listen twice as much as we talk. Well, I'm on the radio, so I have to talk. But I would love to listen too. And the only way I can do that is if you connect with me by going to SueFree, spelled like fries, onewordcom. I didn't even get into my words today. I didn't even get in. I didn't even put my glasses on. I had them off. I'm going for eye surgery. I'm going for cataract surgery so that I can see without my glasses. Because I feel like I miss so much in life by not being able to see. And I've got to quit saying that I can't see, because I can see. I just can't see as well as I could earlier on in my life. And I just don't want to say that I can't see anymore, because God gives me eyes to see. He gives me ears to hear. He gives me a heart to feel. He gives me my footsteps so I know where to walk and not walk. Guard yourself. Guard yourself. Put yourself around people that are building you up, not tearing you down. Work on yourself. Work on what you can do something about, which is you. Pull down those I ams on the SueFree site. Pull them down and read them every morning and every night. I guarantee you that if you do that and read them out loud, because your brain and your soul needs to hear your voice speaking those truth words over you. And whenever anybody says contrary things to you, just put your hand up and say, I rebuke that in Jesus' precious name. That is not truth. That's not what God says about me. I did that for years. I did it for, I think, 5 years. And it changed me, because I felt like I got my power back. I got my power back to say, no, I'm not receiving that. That's not truth. That might be your truth, but it's not my truth. Because I know who I am. Because Jesus is in me. I know who I am. And I know I was created for a specific purpose. And I know that no matter what you say, no matter what you do, you're not going to tear me down anymore. You're not going to put me in a box. You're not going to tear me down. Because my children are depending on me. They're depending on me. And I'm going to be strong for them. And I'm going to get through whatever comes my way so that I can be all I can be for my kids and for my grandkids. And that's what I'm doing. And I try to keep the peace across the board. I'm a peacemaker. I always have been. I've done without. I've suffered through whatever's been thrown at me because I wanted peace in my world because I didn't have peace growing up. And so I tried to make the peace because I felt like I was the one causing the war, and I wasn't, but that was a lie from the devil. And so many kids think that when there's a divorce, they think it's their fault, and it's not. It's never their fault. There's grown-ups, and then there's kids. And grown-ups need to act like grown-ups, and kids need to be kids. They need to be able to grow up in the right time frame. They don't need to grow up too soon because they miss out on development. They miss out on those emotions that they need to feel. And then it's just so sad when I see kids that are not being able to be kids. My grandkids, they're able to be kids. And to watch my daughter and my son-in-law and the way they are with those kids, I'm in awe. Is everything perfect for them? No. You know, is everything working out the way my daughter dreamed? No. But you know what? The most important things are in place. The most important things are there. And they make their home, their family and their house, their home. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful to see how they work together, how they communicate well together. It's just beautiful. And I'm watching my son right now, and he's going through a very, very good development time where he's drawing near to the Lord and he's drawing near to understanding good, you know, good thought processes and listening to podcasts and building himself up. He's just feeding himself positive information and intellectual information that's going to help him and grow him so he can be all he can be, because there's a calling on each and every one of our lives. And to see that, it blesses the socks off of me. And I'm just so thankful and so grateful for all of that. So what are you thankful for? Here's the other thing, is if you truly want to get out of a funk, this is the best message I could give you right now. You're in a funk. You feel stuck. You're not stuck. You just think you're stuck. There is a way out. I've been talking to some employees and they're feeling stuck. And I'm like, you're not stuck. You're stuck because you think you're stuck. You're not stuck. You have choices and you're just afraid to make them. It's fear, you know. Here's the golden nugget for today, is to wake up in the morning and give thanks and be grateful for getting up in the morning, for having breath in your lungs, for having the sun come up or the rain or the clouds or whatever's showing up that day. Be thankful that you have a bed, if you have a bed. Thankful for a roof over your head, if you have a roof over. Thank you for food. Thank you for all the things that we so often take advantage or, I'm sorry, take for granted, not advantage, but take for granted. Let's not take for granted. Let's list it all. That's all the things. There's 100 things you could write down and say, I'm thankful for, I'm thankful for, I'm thankful for. And I tell you, it changes your mindset and it changes your heart from the inside out. Joy of the Lord be your strength. And it comes out of being thankful in all things, giving gratefulness, you know, just giving that grateful heart and being grateful to other people, voicing that gratefulness. How thankful you are, like I am, about my staff being able to handle things while I was gone. I'm so thankful and grateful. And them hearing that, I can just tell, it just helps them continue on. Be a blessing to someone each and every day. God bless you. Until next week. Bye-bye.
It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services, as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.